The white nationalist rally in Charlottesville over the weekend now has the country wondering how the political system has stumbled so badly. The president has come under sharp criticism for not specifically denouncing the groups involved in the rally until Monday. White nationalist David Duke declared it was white voters who put him in the White House. The rally resulted in the death of Heather Heyer after a car struck a crowd, injuring 19 others. 20-year-old James Field has been charged in her death. We caught up with former Congressman Wayne Gilchrist, who is now heading up environmental efforts in the region. Considered a moderate Republican, he lost his seat in the 2008 Republican primary to Andy Harris, who eventually won the seat in 2010. So we began with his own reaction to the events in Charlottesville, beginning with the Torchlight March on the University of Virginia campus.
I guess my initial reaction to seeing all those young people with, Japanese tiki torches walking through Charlottesville was sadness covered with bewilderment as to the depth of ignorance and lack of empathy and knowledge to do something like that. But then my other reaction is that we have a lot of work to do to reach out to people, not in an angry fashion, but it almost is going to take, besides a good leader at the top, who will speak eloquently to a country that's becoming increasingly fractured. And we need a discussion about this that does not immediately raise the hair on the back of our neck to look at someone with an opposing view as the enemy or stupid or not worth our time. And it's going to take a long time. It's not going to be cured overnight.
Talking about leaders, how do you assess how the president has handled this?
My first reaction was that's pathetic. It's a pathetic response, which is what he gave initially. But I can't be talking about that to people who support Trump. But what I need to do to the people I know in my community still support Trump, I need to blend that conversation with other things. I need to develop a community of trust with the people that I want to talk to about our differences and opinions. So let's get together, have a picnic, and let's talk about our children, our community, pepper that, season that a little bit with politics, your point of view, but develop a friendship and a trust so that when you have a conversation, it's not a fractured conversation. The present leadership is hitting this fractured community with a sledgehammer. We need voices that heal this fracture.
How do you assess your own party's reaction to what's been going on? And is there a connection between, say, your party and what began as a Southern strategy and has sort of divided out particularly the South and created this kind of milieu? I mean, what do you see the politics there at all?
Well, first of all, I think my party has dried up and the wind blew it away. It's now a dust storm in the distant horizon. This party does not reflect Ronald Reagan or Dwight Eisenhower, Teddy Roosevelt, Abraham Lincoln. It doesn't reflect the origins of the Republican Party. And this party has become fractured and divided by various organizations and groups that started back in the 60s and 70s and now are morphing into political forces. Whether it was the Christian right, whether it was Wall Street, whether it was NRA, you name it, across the board, these groups have become more powerful, more money. They give money to campaigns. They bought a lot of narrow-minded, egotistical politicians, and they support continuing to fracture our society. I think the bulk of this happened in the mid-90s when Newt Gingrich, who was the Speaker of the House of Representatives when I was a member of the House of Representatives, he spawned a group of conservatives and associated himself with a lot of these divisive groups that came around and booted him out. He wasn't conservative enough. And that's on a national level, which is seemingly now setting the tone for the conversation, in which if you don't agree, if you're not a Republican and you're a Democrat, you're you're on the liberal left. You're the enemy. And if you're a Democrat and you see Republicans, you think the same thing. So that tone in Washington hasn't itself fractured and divided America, but it's been linked in with all these different divisive groups that are dividing America.
Former Eastern Shore Congressman Wayne Gilchrist on the white nationalist rally that resulted in the death of Heather Heyer. James Field has been charged in the case. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Radio.